He's still my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will.
A pleasant good morning, my brothers and sisters. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Father Don L. Haynes, and I am from St. Bartholomew's Anglican Parish, located in the beautiful Berry Islands. Let us pray. Merciful Father, you gave your Son Jesus Christ to be the Good Shepherd, and in his love for us, to lay down his life and rise again. Keep us always under his protection, and give us grace to follow in his steps, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Jesus said to the disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of Christ. My dear family of God, in this morning's devotion, we begin the reading of the last discourse of Jesus. It gathers material from the discourse of the Last Supper and material from his public life. It is a discourse addressed to his followers in the Gospel of John. He usually addressed his discourses to a less than friendly audience. These words of Jesus are a gift that with him we have the deepest personal security in life, knowing that all can be found in him. Listen to the discourse as addressed directly to us. "Let not your heart be troubled." Jesus is always showing his loving concern for us by saying, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Jesus promises that he has gone before us to prepare a place, helping us to understand that we are more than our human experience, and that all our needs can be found in him. "I am the way, the truth, and the life," he says. Acknowledging our humanness, we are assured that we are more than our life on earth, that we are not alone or abandoned by God. We come as we are to God, handing over all of our troubles. Yet, some of us have trouble letting go of the troubles. As a counselor, I realize that many individuals are stuck in a past of negativity and pain. When we hold on to negativity from hurts that were inflicted on us in the past, even if we were wronged and unjustly treated, we are letting ourselves be defined by what happened to us in the past, rather than by what we choose to do now and in the future. This is a crucial choice that hugely determines the quality of our lives. Let not your hearts be troubled, says Jesus to us again. I invite you to pray for the grace and wisdom to let go of negativity from past events and to choose to be defined by what you will do now and in the future. Step into the power of today's scripture. See Jesus with his closest friends as he breaks the news to them that he has only hours to live. See their shock and bewilderment and their anticipation of the grief that will come. He tries to console them, stressing that the loss of his physical presence is not the end of life, but that he will still be with them in a different form, promising them in the days ahead to send to them the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who will be with them forever. I ask you, are you living in the brilliance of that promise? Let us pray. I pray that the power of God's Spirit will fill your heart with hope, peace, and joy, no matter what is going on in your life right now. May you have faith that he is working his purpose out, and may you be blessed by it. Amen. I thank you for listening, and if possible, please share these devotions with a friend. Have a blessed and wonderful day.